bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today we have two guests who will be sharing a little bit about their experience.
Phoenix State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
While incarcerated, and our first guest is Ed Addison, who is a graduate of the WINGS program, a wingman who's been on the air several times. Eddie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Very good, very good. I'm going to just ask you to speak up as much as you can so that we can get a good taping here. But, you know, thanks very much for agreeing to be on the air with us here at 1570 AM and 1420 AM.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And so, how long, Eddie, have you been incarcerated?
Currently, I've been incarcerated for like 9 years.
Okay, and when are you due for parole?
April 5th, 2025.
Okay, and what accomplishments have you completed while incarcerated?
Well, in the beginning of my incarceration, I focused on myself, you know, my mental health and, you know, my emotional stability and so forth. And then after that, you know, I pursued education such as electric, masonry, flaggers, environmental studies and so forth. And now I'm currently working on different languages such as sign language, Braille, Spanish, Arabic and so forth.
Okay, that's excellent. And in terms of the work environment, what do you see yourself doing upon reentry into the workforce?
This is a call from FCI, Phoenix State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I would like to work for some kind of union, such as like the labor union, electrician union, because of the structure that it brings. I think that, you know, when you have such as like a family and so forth, and everyone's dedicated to the same purpose, I thrive in those environments.
Okay, and it sounds very good. Very good. And how old are you?
32.
32 years old. And we first met over at CFCF, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I remember while you were in the WINGS program, you wrote a letter to a gentleman, and I still have that letter. I want to thank you again for that. You know, we're going back now quite a few years, but, you know, what can you say about you know, the youth out there who need to avoid incarceration as well as addiction to drugs or alcohol?
Well, incarceration and, you know, addictive personalities, you know, to drug and alcohol and so forth. If I was to give some type of advice, what I've learned over the years is to educate myself on the things that which are positive. But education is not enough. You know, once you learn that particular education, whatever you're educating yourself concerning, implementation is a must. So they go hand in hand. So you learn those skills that will help you thrive, and then you implement them immediately.
Okay, excellent. And what wisdom have you gained as a result of being incarcerated, and how will you apply it to your reentry plan?
I've learned, you know, coming into prison, you know, I was 24 years old, and I didn't know how to be a man. So I learned, you know, diligently what it means to be a man and how to be a man. And I used to always react to certain things instead of actually thinking before I acted. So now what I've learned is to actually sit back and to ponder over my actions before I actually act upon them.
Okay. Excellent. What is your greatest challenge on a daily basis while incarcerated?
My greatest challenge is dealing with my emotions. You know, I don't become a slave to my emotions. I don't let them dictate, you know, what I do and who I am. But when they do come about, you know, it's hard to cope. You know, sometimes it can even be seen on my face, you know, such as fear, abandonment, anxiety, and so forth. So I try to control those different emotions, you know, that this place brings.
Okay. Very good. And while incarcerated, how is your health?
My health is actually excellent. You know, it's crazy because once I went to take a physical one time, and he went to check my heart, and he said, "Dang, you must work out every single day." So, you know, he had that spot on. So I tried my best to, you know, stay healthy and continue to exercise and so forth. I find that, you know, as a motivating factor to do other things in my life.
Okay, excellent. And I know that we've talked many times about, you know, work, community service, and family life. Currently, are you engaged, you know, to be married at all, or do you have any hopes to be married?
Yes, I actually have a fiance at the moment. You know, she's a good woman. She owns her own hair salon and so forth. You know, she started doing hair in a house, and then she got LLC. Now she works, you know, in her own shop and so forth. She's very motivating. She's very productive. So, yes, I do have a fiance who supports me.
Excellent.
Not financially, emotionally.
All right. Excellent. And in the past, what were your charges actually prior to coming in?
My charges was robbery. You know, like I said before, you know, I always used to react. So whenever whenever there was a burden in my life, you know, I always reacted to that burden. I always try to find the means to, you know, to my solution. I always try to find a solution for my problem, so to speak. And because I was so uneducated, you know, unfortunately, I guess robbery was actually a solution because people in my neighborhood did that. You know, I thought robbery was like a regular 9-to-5. I didn't know anything about a 9-to-5. I seen men get jobs, but I never seen a man keep a job. You know, so even when I had jobs out there, I had no idea what it meant to keep it and how to keep it.
Okay. Appreciate your honesty and your, you know, time here this morning. I want to give our second guest a little time there. His name is Kane Peltzer. Eddie, could you pass the phone on to Kane for a few minutes so we can get him on for the first time?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Kane.
Good morning. How you doing? Yeah, this is Kane.
Good. Thank you for joining us. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and we're here at Holy Spirit Radio, and our program is called Finding God in Prison. And so I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. And can you tell us just briefly a little bit about yourself? I know you've served, is it 26 years so far?
Yeah, 26 years, 17 of those was in solitary confinement straight. From the Bronx, New York, been in Pennsylvania since 1996, and just to continue to develop myself while I've been incarcerated. I've obtained a few degrees. Overturned my own sentences, pro se, one on federal levels and state levels, and just trying to make myself a better individual every day.
Now that's great, Kane. If I can, I would like to ask you to just speak directly into the phone, hold it close, and speak up as much as you can. But I appreciate everything that you've done to better yourself, and that's a great goal because there are many people on the outside who don't take the time to do that. And so we have, you know, a lot of individuals who are really in the same place they were 1 year ago today, maybe even 10 years ago. And so,
yeah, I'll say.
Now, do you have a parole date?
Sure, yeah, I have a parole date. I'm actually about to see the parole board on Monday of next week. So they denied me my first time up. I thought I did extremely well at my first interview, but those type of interviews for individuals that have been incarcerated for some time are usually met with some type of resistance. So I consider this year might be the year that they release society.
Okay, so, and you've served 26 years. You're going up for a parole board hearing, and we're going to pray for you that that's successful. And originally, were you sentenced to life in prison without parole?
No, I was sentenced to 70 years. 70 years, and most of all of my charges was dealing with aggravated assault and gun charges. So mandatory 5-year sentences. I was able to overturn those sentences as unconstitutional and wound up with a 25 to 50-year sentence, and then got that vacated into a 30-year sentence. So now I just have 4 years to max out on what would be a 30-year sentence.
Okay, and how old are you today?
44.
44 years old, you've served 26 years. So
most of my life, yeah.
Most of your life, right. What is the number one thing you've learned while incarcerated?
Just to keep going. At the end of the day, I think regardless of where I'm at, I'm alive, and I've got to be thankful for that. The opportunity to make myself better every day, and circumstances are going to arise. So just to make myself better every day and to continue to do stuff and not just wish that it comes to fruition, but make it come to fruition. I think I look at the glass half full as opposed to half empty. And so long as I'm alive, I can make something happen. And I try not to dwell on the past or things that didn't work my, go my way, because that's life. And this is just a part of it. And I think I'm on a journey to do great things when I get out of here.
Okay. And Kane,
you have 1 minute left.
Kane, we only have a minute left, so I want to thank you for joining us. But before you go, what is your message to the youth who's out there, who's running wild in the streets, maybe, you know, packing a weapon each and every day? What's your message to the youth?
Well, slow down. I think the youth need a lot to do. I think the government has shied away from certain environments that they shouldn't shy away from, and making opportunities available for them to stay involved in certain things. But they have to slow down. They're kids. Kids and a lot of things that are being engaged in are very dangerous. I do hope that they slow down, listen to the elders, and try to get your life on track before it becomes too late. I would hate to see anybody come through and do what I have to do to get to where I'm at in life.
That's excellent advice, and we only have a few seconds left, so I want to thank both you and Eddie Addison for joining us this morning. I'd like to do a follow-up interview with you next week.
Thank you for using Securus. Goodbye. Okay.
My friends, you were listening to Kane Pelzer and Edward Addison from SCI Phoenix. And once again, Ed Addison was a graduate of the Wings program over at CFCF within the Department of Corrections in the city of Philadelphia. Graduated and was a mentor to other students as well. He has served 9 years so far, and you know, he is got 21 months to serve before he's eligible for parole. And then we were talking with Kane Pelzer for 26 years. He's been incarcerated. He had 70 years to serve, and he was able to overturn some of the sentences and reduce the time. And he is basically going up for a parole board hearing. So we just pray for these two gentlemen to continue on the path of reentry while incarcerated, to make the changes necessary to really develop a productive and successful life in the eyes of God. And if you're out there, my friends, listening, and you are incarcerated, we're going to pray for you as well. We pray that God will lift you up. He will guide you and direct you through your Holy Spirit who lives within you, because we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to pray for your families, for your children, because many of our inmates have children who are home waiting for them to return. We're going to pray for your education and for your work to really develop a great career, either in business for yourself or with one of the trades, working for someone else, possibly a college degree. But we're going to pray that God will bless you abundantly with the blessings of obedience that are available to each of us, if and only if we have the humility to follow in the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ and what he says to do and not to do. We pray that you will follow the commandments as God sees it. In the eyes of God, may you and I, my friends, proceed each and every day with the light of Christ. In the eyes of God, are we doing that today? And I ask you to adhere, my friends, to those commandments which is so great, that were given to Moses on Mount Sinai, that were given to him to give to the people, to adhere to the commandments that God wants us to live out, apply to our own lives. And so we ask this through the intercession of our Holy Family and through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And once again, my friends, these two individuals are incarcerated today at SCI Phoenix, the state correctional institution. And, you know, when you're incarcerated, your time is not your own. You have to follow the rules of the institution. And so for many hours, men are locked up unless they're, you know, behaving themselves and unless they're involved in positive activities. And one of the challenges that Cain mentioned was to look at life as a cup that's half full versus half empty. And don't forget, you know, he's 44 years old. He served 26 years. And so he went in at about 18 years old, and he has made some changes, working on positive things to prepare himself to come home. And there's no way he'll succeed in the parole board hearing unless he does exactly that and has been doing that for years, which he has been doing. And working on the trades inside, either plumbing, electrical, HVAC, roofing, whatever they have available at SCI Phoenix, the trades and a GED, possibly some college, is all positive in the assessment as to whether or not this individual has made some changes and is ready to re-enter into society. And I know in the Wings program we've had men who have had 72 arrests, men who have, you know, killed four people, men who have involved in homicides and arson at the same time. And so, you know, what is the number one change that you need to make out there, my friends? What is the number one change that keeps eluding you and you are going back to the same habits that you've been involved with for many years? The goal in the Wings program is to never stagnate. Stagnation breeds depression. So if you look at yourself, how many of you out there are in the same place that you were 1 year ago today, 5 years ago today, even 10 years ago today? How many of you are out there and need to make changes? What is the number one change you need to make? Is it your attitude? Is it your habit patterns? Is it your friends who are circled around you and keep drawing you back to the same things that bring you down, bring you back into incarceration? Is it drugs or alcohol, gambling? What is it that brings you back into that same element, forcing you to be locked up? Here in the Wings program, success in reentry is the goal. And by that I mean we need to make changes and build a new life in Christ, where we have a God-centered week. We're focused on what God says to do, and we do it. We are doers of the word and not hearers only, as it says in the book of James. And it's important, my friends, to know that sometimes people are incarcerated because they're running around and they need to slow down, like Cain said. And in the book of Psalms, it says, "Be still and know that I am God. So sometimes God will, you know, put you in a place where you can't move. You have to be still. And we wait until God is ready for us to move forward. Like the people in the desert for 40 years who were tested to see if they were going to uphold the commandments or regress and go back to their old ways, God held them there. And he will hold people in different positions in life, whether incarcerated or outside prison walls, until they're ready to make the changes necessary to live a good life in the eyes of God. Not in my eyes or your eyes, but in the eyes of God, are we leading a good life as God sees it? This is one of the great assessments that we need to make as we look at ourselves in the mirror. And a man told me many years ago, name was Fred Schindler. He said, you know, every day a man looks at himself in the mirror when he shaves. He sees himself eye to eye. He knows where he's been. If he doesn't like himself, he needs to make changes. If he doesn't make changes and continues to look at the same person, look down on himself, eventually he'll die that way. And so if you need to make changes today, there's no time like the present to take out a pen and paper and start listing the changes that you need to make, whether it be your friends who are circled around you, who are involved in the wrong activity, whether it be a girlfriend who is drawing you into alcohol and drugs, or a boyfriend drawing you into sex, drugs, and alcohol. If it's a job that's not working for you, make the change. Whatever it is, we want to be growing. The WINGS program stands for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. If we're not growing, we're stagnating. And once again, stagnation breeds depression. We do not want to be stagnating spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, educationally, residentially. We want to be growing in each of these six areas so that our lives are going forward. They're going up and out. And when they're God-centered, God will help us. You know, he says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines every step. And that's powerful. And that's from the Word of God. So I encourage you, my friends, to open the Word of God and to apply it to your lives each and every day. Just a few scriptures. And our Blessed Mother Mary says that at the apparition sites, that we should be engaged in the Word of God and applying it to our lives each and every day. Just a few scriptures, living them out so that our lives are growing in God. We should be living for God instead of living for only ourselves with a materialistic mindset. I need a new car. I need a new home. I need this. I need that. What does God mean to you in your life? Are we living for God or are we living only for ourselves? So if you're out there listening today, I want you to think about where you are at right at this moment. And before we go any further, I want to acknowledge once again Ed Addison, who's a wingman, who's been incarcerated for many years, but he was a graduate of the WINGS program who did the program over at CFCF within the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And it was through him that we were able to meet Kane Petzer, who has served 26 years and is age 44. And these two individuals are incarcerated at the State Correctional Institution once again at Phoenix, SCI Phoenix. So today we pray for them for a good day, for their protection, and for their impact on other inmates who are brand new coming in, making an impact on people, especially the young people. as Kane said, they need to slow down. Stop running wild in the streets. Think about what you're doing. And that's important. So if you're out there and you have children, this message is especially important for them and for their future, because without the proper guidance and direction, they too may be incarcerated one day. Or they too may be involved in drugs and overdose one day. And we've seen many of those young people who have been involved in drugs and alcohol, either dealing drugs, selling drugs, and have been incarcerated. Taking drugs, of course, we've seen many who have overdosed. But we have an 80% success rate in the Wings program, which I'm very proud of. At the same time, we acknowledge the fact that we're not going to win everyone over. It will be your decision as to whether or not you'd like to return to the same activities that you were involved with that brought you into prison for the first time. It doesn't matter the age you are. What matters is where you're going. It doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going. So I ask you the question, where are you going today, tomorrow, this week? Where is your life going? Where have you been? Where are you going? Who are you hanging around with? Who is impacting you in a positive way? Who's impacting you in a negative way? Give it some thought, my friends. God is here for you and for me. He has introduced us to people who will make a positive impact on us. But it will be your choice as to which direction you take. I remember over at Drexel University, we had a classroom for 5.5 years, and every Saturday morning we had men who had served time and were now in the aftercare program. We had a young boy who was 15 years old who was there, who would not listen to the advice of many of our men who came to that location. And they were in their 20s and 30s and 40s. But unfortunately, he did not take their advice and had to live it out himself, had to be incarcerated because of his desire to follow in the footsteps of certain individuals, to commit different crimes. And I just tell you that every decision counts. Every decision you make will affect your credibility and your personal stability. So it's up to you and I to make great decisions that are good for God, good for you, good for your family, good for your children, good for the community, and ultimately, my friends, good for your future. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day. God bless. We'll see you next time here on Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.